In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you, and worthy magnify your holy name, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Most merciful God,
we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, forgive us, and lead us.
In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us, and for his sake, God forgives us all our sins. As a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore declare to you the entire forgiveness of all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Thank you. us pray. O God, with all your faithful followers of every age, we praise you, the rock of our life. Be our strong foundation and form us into the body of your Son, that we may gladly minister to all the world. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. You may be seated.
A reading from Isaiah. Listen to me, you that pursue righteousness, you that seek the Lord. Look to the rock from which you were hewn, and to the quarry from which you were dug. Look to Abraham your father, and to Sarah who bore you. For he was but one when I called him, but I blessed him and made him many. For the Lord will comfort Zion, he will comfort all her waste places, and will make her wilderness like Eden, her desert like the garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness will be found in her, thanksgiving and the voice of song. Listen to me, my people, and give heed to me, my nation, for teaching will go out from me, and my justice for a light to the peoples. I will bring near my deliverance swiftly. My salvation has gone out, and my arms will rule the peoples. The coastlands will wait for me, and for my arm they will hope. They hope. Lift up your eyes to the heavens and look at the earth beneath, for the heavens will vanish like smoke. The earth will wear out like a garment, and those who live on it will die like gnats. But my salvation will be forever, and my deliverance will never be ended. The word of the Lord. We will read the psalm responsively. Please read the bold print. I will give thanks to you, O Lord, with my whole heart. Before the gods, I will sing your praise. When I called you, you answered me. You increased my strength within me. They will sing of the ways of the Lord, that great is glory of the Lord. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, you keep me safe. You stretch forth your hand against the fury of my enemies. Your right hand shall save me. A reading from Romans. I appeal to you, therefore, brothers and sisters, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by renewing of your minds, so that you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. For by grace given to me, I say to everyone among you, not to think of yourself more highly than you ought to think, but to think with sober judgment, each according to measure of faith that God has assigned. For as in one body we have many members, and not all the members have the same function, so we who are many are one body in Christ, and individually we are members of one another. We have gifts that differ according to the grace given to us, prophecy in proportion to faith, ministry in ministering, the teacher in teaching, the exhorter in exhortation, the giver in generosity, the leader in diligence, the compassionate in cheerfulness. The word of the Lord. Thank you.
Grace and peace in the name of the triune God. Amen. It is a joy to be with you. I am Sarah Cogsell, and I have the great privilege to serve as Associate Director for Hopewood Outdoors, which most of you probably know as Lutheran Outdoor Ministries in Ohio. And I am grateful to Pastor Adam for the invitation. And I was able to be with you last night as well, so it is a joy to spend the weekend. I spend most of my time as Associate Director at LMC at Hopewood Pines, but also get to spend time at Camp Luther at Hopewood Shores up on Lake Erie, and we do day camps across the three synods of Ohio during the summer as well. I've only been in this role almost 9 months, so still new and still learning. But over the last 9 months, I have gotten to know Pastor Adam a little bit, and therefore by association, St. John Lutheran. And I had the pleasure of welcoming Pastor Adam and some of your youth to camp this past summer. They spent part of our week two of residential youth camp with us. And so, and because of these interactions and a little bit of research that I have done on my own, I have some things I'm going to share with you about what I know about you, or at least what I think I know about you. So this congregation's mission is rooted in three words, and those three words are centered, strengthened, and sent. But they aren't words that stand alone, but words placed within the context of your mission. And when done so, they proclaim that this is a congregation centered in the Word, strengthened in the sacraments, and sent into the community to share the love of Jesus. So this is why you believe you exist. It's your purpose. It identifies you apart from others. And yet, there are other ways, of course, in which you can be identified as well. Although this ministry, I'm sure, has ebbed and flowed over the years, it has existed in some way for almost 200 years, which means it has been around over 100 years longer than Lutheran Memorial Camp at Hopewood Pines. And so I'm curious about this congregation's connection to the camp's inception. As the closest Lutheran congregation to the camp today, I'm curious about how this partnership has existed over the years. It's my understanding that you've long been supporters of both our maple syrup and apple butter festivals. Special offerings from both your Welka and Men in Mission groups have gone to support various initiatives over the years. You've been a parish partner. You've been a part of previous Easter vigils. You've had retreats at camp, and you've sent youth to camp. Perhaps some of you have even more to share. I learned from a member last evening that she actually learned to swim at the pool at LMC. So this is just some of what makes up who you are and what you're about. And that's just looking at you collectively. This congregation is also made up of individuals who have been named and claimed in the waters of baptism. Each of you with your own unique personality and gifts. Each of you a beloved child of God at work in this world. And so in today's scripture passage, we see Jesus ask a question. He wants to know what people are understanding about who he is. Who do people say that the Son of Man is? Jesus asks. It's a pretty significant question, isn't it? And I have to wonder what is going through his mind when he asks the question. Has he heard for himself what people are saying? Does he think that there are those who understand? Does he think his disciples know? Does he expect them to be uncertain? Some say John the Baptist, others Elijah, and still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets. These are the names that the disciples have heard attributed to Jesus. They're big names, well-known leaders, and it would have been complimentary for someone to be in the same category as any one of them. And yet, when Jesus hears his disciples' answer, Jesus does what Jesus does best. He immediately asks the follow-up question. But who do you say that I am? But who do you say that I am? This is also a big question. Jesus wants to know what his own followers are thinking. Who do they understand this man to be? The one that they've left everything behind to follow. What have they grasped at this point? What might they still be missing? Peter is the one to step forward and to speak up. Peter declares that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of the living God. It's a good day for Peter. If you come back next week, you'll see that it doesn't last very long. But at this moment, Peter makes this very bold declaration. Peter has been moved by the Spirit to declare what he knows about Jesus. Peter names Jesus as God's Son, the long-awaited Messiah. Peter is confident that he knows who Jesus is and what he is about. But what about us? What about you? Who do you say Jesus is? How do you articulate Jesus' identity? The words we use matter. They can communicate what we believe. They can tell others what we think, how we feel, what we're passionate about, what we see as unjust. The words we use to talk about church, our congregations, our camps, our faith, they all speak to something much larger than ourselves. And something I really believe is also bigger than the limitations of the words themselves, which is why it's not only important to think about the words we use, but also to be mindful about what gets proclaimed in the very living of our lives in the day to day. Perhaps this is even more important. A saying attributed to St. Francis of Assisi is preach the gospel at all times, use words if necessary. The way we show up in the world, the way we show up in relationship with others, the way we show up in community, it can communicate a faith rooted in relationship with Jesus, the Messiah, the Son of the living God. But discerning who Jesus is and living a life of proclamation isn't necessarily easy work. It takes time, it takes community. It takes spending time in scripture and prayer and being open to God's Spirit moving among us. Striving to live a life as a disciple in our broken world can be a challenge, especially when it isn't always welcomed. And it sort of goes against the worldly ideals. It doesn't make us any more money. It doesn't bring us about worldly success and doesn't win us any awards. And yet, as God's beloved children, it is part of our very relationship with God to seek to understand and then to live a life that declares our understanding. In our gospel text, we encounter a confident Peter, but we also encounter a Jesus who is full of blessing. This vision of blessing includes his church, a world where death will not prevail, and a people gifted with the keys to the kingdom of heaven. And that's just what we read today. We know that there is more, much more blessing poured out throughout Scripture. And we know that there are blessings we also encounter in this worship. We receive blessing when our sins are forgiven, when we're welcomed to the table, fed with bread and wine, and even as we are sent back out. The call of the church in us as individual disciples is to share the love of Jesus. And there are lots of ways this can be done. St. John has its role to play, as does Hopewood Outdoors. We each have our unique missions rooted in Jesus Christ, crucified and risen. These ministries should be safe spaces where our questions and confident proclamations can be named. In community, we can support one another to live into our missions, knowing that we are better together. We can learn from one another. We have something to offer the other. And to remember and be reminded that we are not alone. It's my hope that we can continue to find ways to do this together, to strengthen one another's mission, and to be partners in this proclamation of love. Because I don't know about you, but I truly believe that this world desperately needs people like us to live lives rooted in love and mercy, to live lives shaped by inclusion and compassion and grace, and to live lives that proclaim, yes, death is real, but death never has the final word. My friends, we are God's beloved, equipped and empowered by the Spirit to proclaim in word and deed God's love for us and God's love for all of creation. Let it be so. Amen.
Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
Confident that God receives our joys and concerns, let us offer our prayers for the church, those in need, and all of creation. God of Sarah and Abraham, inspire your church to pursue righteousness in its ministry. Equip us to share your compassion that unites us as one family of faith. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is ready.
We pray for Daniel, our bishop, Elizabeth, our presiding bishop, Adam, our pastor and conference dean, Sarah, our preacher today, all pastors, deacons, and all who minister in Christ, and for the holy people of God. Hear us, O God. Remind us that from the beginning of creation, you knit together a world meant for harmony. Protect and restore the wasted places to the joy and gladness. Hear us, O God. Stir the leaders of nations and towns, militaries and courts, to respond to your teachings. Let your call for justice reach all people and bring deliverance where there is oppression. Hear us, O God. Show steadfast love and faithfulness to those in despair. Increase their strength. Care for all who feel low. Keep safe any in the midst of trouble, and protect the vulnerable people from harm. We ask for your healing touch to those who are ill or grieving, especially those impacted by the wildfires in Maui, Hawaii, Charlie, Justin, Tracy, Mike, Susie, Scott, Connie, Donna, Ellen, Carol, Mary, Scott, Pat, Dixon, Pat, Debbie, Candace, Cheryl, Barb, Jerry, Phyllis, Dave, Donna, Melina, Cheryl, Rick, Janet, Vanessa, Lucas, Bill, John, Mary, the family of Diane Willis, Carol, Tracy's family, and our homebound. Hear us, O God. Encourage those who offer their gifts and talents and service to your church. Energize this congregation's rosters and lay leaders, musicians, teachers, greeters, and administrators, so that they may be transformed in sharing your grace. Hear us, O God. God of all saints, death is overcome in Christ's resurrection. We rejoice with the faithful departed, especially Diane. Sustain us in hope until we come to our last. Sustain us in hope until we come at last to our heavenly home. Hear us, O God.
Into your hands, O God, we commend all for whom we pray. In the name of the one who reconciled all creation to himself, Jesus Christ our Savior. The peace of Christ be with you always. Let us share with one another a sign of God's peace. Peace be with you. Peace be with you. What's that? All that.
Let us pray. Holy God, gracious and merciful, you bring forth the food from the earth and nourish your whole creation. Turn our hearts toward those who hunger in any way, that all may know your care, and prepare us now to feast on the bread of life, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
Also with you.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy God, holy and mighty, holy and immortal, you we praise and glorify, you we worship and adore. You formed the earth from chaos, you encircled the globe with air, you created fire for warmth and light, you nourished the lands with water, you molded us in your image. And with mercy higher than the mountains, with grace deeper than the seas, you blessed the Israelites and cherished them as your own, that also we, estranged and dying, might be adopted to live in your spirit. You call to us through the life and death of Jesus. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body, given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Together as the body of Christ, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. With this bread and cup, we remember your Son, the firstborn of your new creation. We remember his life lived for others and his death and resurrection, which renews the face of the earth. We await his coming when, with the world made perfect through your wisdom, all our sins and sorrows will be no more.
Amen. Lord Jesus.
Holy God, holy and merciful one, holy and compassionate, send upon us and this meal your Holy Spirit, whose breath revives us for life, whose fire rouses us to love. Enfold in your arms all who share this holy food. Nurture in us the fruits of the Spirit, that we may be a living tree, sharing your bounty with all the world.
Amen.
Holy and benevolent God, receive our praise and petitions, as Jesus received the cry of the needy, and fill us with your blessing until needy no longer, and bound to you in love, we feast forever in the triumph of the Lamb, through whom all glory and honor is yours, O God, O living one, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, now and forever.
Amen.
Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come, thine will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Come to the banquet, for all is now ready. You may be seated. This time I'd like to invite forward anyone helping with the distribution of the sacrament or participating in Children's Church. The distribution will be kneeling around the altar this morning. An usher will release you forward with trays of glass cups. Just receive a glass cup as you come forward. We offer both consecrated wine and grape juice. Just indicate your preference when you're at the altar. These are the gifts of God for the people of God. Christ is present here, and he offers himself to you. strengthen you, keep you in his grace.
Gracious God, in this meal you have drawn us to your heart and nourished us at your table with food and drink, the body and blood of Christ. Now send us forth to be people in the world and to proclaim your truth this day and evermore through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
I'd like to thank our guest preacher for today, Pastor Sarah Cosgill, for feeding us with the word and for the ministry that you do on behalf of the church at Luther Memorial Camp. I said that shared this last night, but as she was talking about our mission statement, Steve, you probably remember where we developed that mission statement. It was at Luther Memorial Camp on a church council retreat led by a director at the time, Sister Jessica McCollum. So the camp has also helped to clarify our mission in the world, and it's the mission statement that we recite here together as Christ sends us out into the world. We recite the mission that God has given us. St. John, Lutheran Church in the world, is centered in the Word, strengthened in the sacraments, centered in the community, to share the love of Jesus. Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless you now and forever.